Well, as promised at 6:19, our Cranes Detroit interview brought to you by the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Learn more at michiganbusiness.org. Yes, there is a bidding war underway for homes in Metro Detroit, but perhaps for every home except one of the most famous. That's just one of the stories that we're finding in the pages of Cranes Detroit Business this morning. We welcome in Mike Lee, Managing Editor at CDB. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Guy. How are you?
Good. So the Bishop Mansion, which, 40 rooms or something like that, they couldn't find a buyer.
Yeah, this is the old mansion built for Bishop Gallagher in Palmer Woods in Detroit. My best recollection of it was when Detroit Piston John Sally bought it in the 1980s when he came to town. But it's been on the market since last May. They listed it for $9 million. That's been cut as low as $6 million. And then a little while ago, they took it off the market. Last week, they announced that it is coming to auction. So if you want a 31,000 square foot, 68 room mansion in Detroit that needs a lot of interior work yet, that is happening. Sealed bids are due on June 10th. This is the sort of thing. It's a majestic home, but what on earth do you do with it?
Part of the renovation
has been completed, but it's not. It's not near finished. God only knows how much it would cost to finish fixing it back up.
Who owns it?
It's an investor whose name is not actually known. A California investor. It's owned by an LLC. No one has lived in it in a long time.
So just for the regular folks in the housing market, because there are so few homes on the market, there are these bidding wars, which might bid out first-time home buyers.
Yeah, on the other end of the market, especially for lower-priced homes, the scarcity of homes on the market has resulted in bidding wars, even though interest rates are high and it's tough out there for buyers. Eventually people sometimes do need to move because life happens. And there are more buyers in the market now than there are sellers. So the bidding wars we saw 3-4 years ago, when people were trying to make their home purchases ahead of the interest rate spikes, have made something of a return. And part of what that means is that the lower end of the market is becoming much more expensive. I mean, we're talking, $300,000 homes. It's continuing to, one of the factors that's continuing to drive up home prices, as we've talked about now for years, that increase just keeps marching on, especially in Metro Detroit.
Mike, we have been talking here about the gummies, the cannabis gummies, and how they look so similar to children's candies. And now you got the Tootsie Roll Company out of Chicago. They're a little upset about something a little too close to their trademark.
Yeah, this is a trademark case that was settled last week against a Michigan marijuana company. They made some sort of THC candies called Pot Dots, and Tootsie Roll, the Tootsie Roll company, owns the Dots candy, like the ones that come in the boxes at movie theaters. And they said that it looked and sounded a little too much like their trademark. The Michigan company Lion Labs of Lansing changed the name of the packaging to something called Pot Pots, which I don't know that you can make of that what you will, but it really highlights real concerns about these marijuana edibles that look like, they look like candy and obviously would appeal to children. This industry really kind of needs to get its arms around that if it doesn't want to have it regulated into oblivion.
We also know that with this reclassification, so many dispensaries seem to be operating in kind of a gray area because federal and state laws are in disagreement on the criminalization of marijuana. If this is reclassified, it could be a windfall for a lot of these businesses, right, Mike? Because they can start deducting business expenses.
It would be a big business win. We've talked a lot about how it would help open up banking more freely to the cannabis industry, which, they've been getting by. But the real thing is that their federal taxes will be treated, like any other business. They'll be able to deduct business expenses from their revenue. So it's an immediate, essentially, profitability infusion for an industry that is, they've kind of struggled as it's grown to stay profitable because of the oversupply of product. So it's a it's a huge win. Once the rescheduling, the federal rescheduling goes through, it will be a huge win for those companies.
Mike, learning more about GM's move to the Hudson's Detroit property.
Yeah, we talked to some folks close to that deal, just trying to gauge how how much space is GM going to take up in the Hudson's building. Right now, the plan is to take the top two floors of the 11-story office building next to the really tall tower, about 100,000 square feet. So it's it's a sizable space, but not huge. Certainly far less space than GM has at the Rensen. They're expected to move in there in 2025. And they're also going to have a showcase space on the ground floor of the building showing off their cars. So, I think you can picture that sort of like what's in the Rensen. But the off-space rental does seem, small compared to the space that GM had at the Rensen. It makes it pretty clear that GM's presence in Detroit is going to get smaller. They've moved a bunch of employees up to the tech center in Warren, a bunch of white collar jobs. So at least those jobs still remain in Metro Detroit, which is good for our economy. But it it really illustrates the changing presence of GM in Detroit.
Interesting story here that you've got just posted this morning, a driver's license program for prisoners and how it could help Michigan's economy.
Yeah, this is a team up of a bunch of different organizations, DTE, the MEDC, the Michigan Works, and many more who are going. What they do is they go into the Michigan's prisons. We visited the Huron Valley Women's Prison last week, and they put on these programs that make sure that prisoners who are due for release have a driver's license. Many of them don't. They're either not current or they've been suspended, and they work them through their restoration fees and all of that. And it's really just to ensure that those prisoners, have at least an even chance of a normal life when they get out, which is, partly these companies are doing this because they need workers. And that's one potential labor pool. It also hopefully reduces the recidivism rate of people going back into prison after they're released. They're going to get out eventually. So.
Terrific. Mike, we thank you for that. That's the new lead atop the Cranes Detroit business website. You can check that out as you should every Monday morning and every day with Cranes. Thank you very much, Mike Lee.
Thank you.
And have a good week. We've got this Live Nation Concert Week that's May 8th through the 14th. $25 tickets for over 5,000 shows, and we're partnering up to let you pick your trip. We've got dozens of artists, and you can go anywhere, your favorite city, from coast to coast to see them. One winner will get round-trip air, two nights hotel, two premium tickets, but you need to know the national keyword, and the national keyword is PICK, P-I-C-K. Text that, PICK, to 95819, and you will be eligible to win. For full details and official contest rules, visit WJR.com. Much more on JR Morning when we come back. Major announcement on the Rocket Mortgage Classic. That's next on JR Morning to get your Monday started.